call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Concrete work is all they know of Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Wednesday, February 26, 2025. And the news out of the Hal Turner radio show. I like Hal Turner. I know that his view on the Gaza war is genocide by Israel on the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. Excuse me. But his view is I like his articles. His view is, he didn't see things in what's happening in the Middle East clearly, I don't believe. U.S. appears to be cutting off all NATO funding. This was today, this morning. The United States is cutting off funding for NATO. All subsidies to the general fund and payments will be stopped as of February 28th, 2 days from today. All financial transactions not related to defense capability of the U.S. Army will be canceled. NATO funding is ending. Donald Trump said he would do it. He is doing it. Now, with I have to, before I get into the program, I never have time. This was out of newsantiwar.com. This was 2 days ago. Israel reports troops carrying out dozens of raids deeper into Syria. IDF statements detail the ongoing invasion of southern Syria is getting broader and broader. Officials saying that they may have carried out dozens of raids. They have carried out dozens of raids deeper into Syria in recent weeks. They didn't clarify how deep they've gone, but have been reports of them being moving into the Quneitra governorate and the Dara governorate, a governorate in force. Okay, so the Israeli troops are not far from the Syria-Jordan border. Okay. Remember, I have stated since 2023, since the Gaza War began, the fulfillment of the prophecy in Psalm 83, that eventually Syria would, you might say, coerce or bring Jordan, King Hussein II, his son, into the conflict with Israel. With Israel going into Syria, closer to the Jordanian border, detailed accounts in Psalm 83 is that eventually the children of Lot, Abraham's nephew, his two boys, Ammon and Moab, would eventually attack Israel. With Israel moving closer to the Jordanian border, I'm going to believe that Jordan is going to very soon join the conflict, the nation of Jordan. Israel is claiming the region poses a threat to Israeli security, especially in the security of the already occupied Golan Heights. Says most of the raids are about taking arms away from the locals in the area. Signs are that this is more than just about taking guns from Syrians. It's given the appearance of another protracted occupation. Now, this is from newsantiwar.com, news.antiwar.com. Their view is that Israel is committing genocide on the Arabs in Gaza and in the region, which is not true. Israel is going to and will and has already, for the most part, taken back northern Gaza and is going to continue to take the whole Gaza area back. That is a part of the prophecy in Psalm 83. Israel will also the real estate of present-day Jordan will become Israeli territory once again. The Jordan War, the conflict, King Hussein II, the father, is desperately trying to avoid conflict with Israel. But he's not going to be able to avoid it much longer. Israel needs the nation of Jordan. They need that territory. Then thirdly, you got Gaza, Jordan, then you have the matter of the West Bank. Israel eventually will take most of the territory in the West Bank and begin to build units. I don't know if they're going to be condominiums, apartments, but they will begin to, once again, there's been so much conflict in the past, Israel building these housing for these Jewish people. They're going to do it in the West Bank. This is and in Psalm 83, Israel will remove, for the most part, the terrorist aggression out of the nation of Israel and deal with the aggression from Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, the Houthis in Saudi Arabia, and I don't believe the Egyptians will be involved, but the Arab people in West Saudi Arabia, the western part of Saudi Arabia, and more down to the southern part of present-day Jordan, the conflict with these peoples, these Arabs, will increase. Israel has to occupy this territory so that they can protect themselves from the future war that is coming. That coming war, Russia, Turkey, a few more nations from the north, Saudi, maybe Western Saudi Arabia, and also Libya and Ethiopia.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Thank you.
Bad Moon Rising is internationally, not just in the United States, but worldwide. We have entered into, in the final decade, which we are in already, before Christ returns. One of the prophecies, one of the clear prophecies that Christ presented to the disciples in Matthew chapter 24, there'd be a time of wars and rumors of wars. We've had rumors of wars for decades and conflicts, but we've never had the escalation of war like we have presently. Ukraine, Africa, the Middle East, Israel is fighting a war on seven fronts. Eight, I think, with the media, the war with the media internationally. The war, I believe, the final wars began with, you might say the fuse was Ukraine, when Russia was forced into the Ukraine in 2022. Then add to that a year later, a little over a year later, you have Israel being attacked. Then you have Israel responding to the attack coming from Lebanon, the funding and the weapons buildup along Gaza and Lebanon due to Iran arming the terrorists. It's going to get worse. Eventually, Israel will have conflict with present-day Jordan. That conflict will result in Israel occupying the territory of Jordan all the way to Iraq. People will come, the nations presently are in a tiff because of the war in Iraq, because of the war in Gaza. But once Israel moves into the country of Jordan, that's a different matter. That will escalate the political tensions, the United Nations in the Middle East, all through Europe. Now, Israel is replicating the Gaza Land Corridor in the West Bank. This has to be done. What Israel did is it sent a corridor between northern Gaza and southern Gaza. They put in a wide corridor, no occupation zone, no buildings. They leveled the buildings. It's just a big, like taking a, during the harvest of wheat, you take the combine right through the middle of the field and you split the field in half. Israel is now doing that in the West Bank. This is out of thecradle.com. The Cradle also believes that Israel is committing genocide. They're not. And they're trying to bring about ethnic cleansing. They're not. It's just the opposite. The Arab people, the terrorists in Israel, they don't want a two-state solution. A two-state solution. They want a one-state solution. Eliminate the Jewish people and the history of Israel. That's their solution. Israel will construct roads in the occupied West Bank, replicating the infamous Netzarim corridor in Gaza, reported 2 days ago. The army and security agencies are working to create roads similar to the Netzarim corridor through narrower in Jenin and Tulkarim. Roads aim to prevent militants from planting explosives and provide a quick route to forces. This corridor, which Israel forces withdrew from during the fragile Gaza ceasefire, was constructed to split the strip into two, prevent the return of the displaced to its northern brutal war crimes, which were carried out by Israeli forces at Netzarim, including executions of unarmed civilians. So this is more propaganda. Israel does everything possible not to harm civilians. The Hamas News Network, the Arab News Network, they never discuss the deaths of the terrorist extremists. They never talk about how many extremists die. It's always about how many children or innocent individuals. This is part of the propaganda war. So you have to read between the lines. But Israel will split the West Bank in half. It's war within the nation of Israel. It's war. These two cities have been under total siege since last month as part of the indiscriminate and deadly campaign against the Palestinian resistance. Now again, this is thecradle.com. They are declaring Israel to be the aggressor, to be the army that is carrying out genocide. It's not true. There is resistance. There are truck bombs. They just last week tried to, they were hoping to get 6 to 8 buses full of Israeli citizens early in the morning and detonate these bombs that were placed in the vehicles the night before. It backfired on them. Israel, again, is fighting to exist. Then you have the hatred of media in this country, in Europe. You have the hatred and the anti-Semitic groups on colleges across this country. This is one of the signs of the end of the world. Before Christ returns, one of the signs will be anti-Semitism. Anti-Zionism, anti-Semitism. Anti-Zionism, two different things, but they're so close it's hard to define. Israel has a right to exist in a country that has been given to them. I'm going to sneeze, so you have to bear with me. And anti-Semitism is just the hatred of the Jewish people. And they don't, according to many, have a right to exist. The land that they live in for 3,700 years plus actually is Arab territory. It's not historically correct. So this is what's happening briefly in Israel. Israel is going to rebuild North Gaza and is going to continue to take out terrorists in the southern Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, in Lebanon, in Syria, in the coming war in Jordan, the Houthis in Western Saudi Arabia, down on the peninsula there. And when this is when the dust settles, Israel will have eliminated the terrorist groups, the threat in the region. One of the big threats is presently in Syria with this new leader, Gulani, which changed his name to Sharar, something like that. He is a total anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. He is a terrorist. He is unifying the caliphate in Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu warned him that Israel will take action and will do whatever is necessary to protect the citizens of Israel. And Gulani, I'll use his name, he better be careful. Nasrallah, he just had his funeral procession here a couple of days ago. I can't remember how many people turned out, 1 million. Well, Gulani can't escape Israel's IDF. Won't be able to escape. He better be careful. He'll get the flu. Zelensky. I'm jumping, but along that note, Zelensky has basically given indicators, or he's indicating that he may be willing to move out of the way. And he's been given a warning. He is going to be possibly given asylum in France. He may want to move to the United States to live in his million-dollar palace in Florida. But he needs to get out of the way. Trump has warned him. This war in the Ukraine is going to end. America is going to be recompensed for the billions of dollars sent to Ukraine. Will be the payment will be in the minerals in the Ukraine, rare minerals. Donald Trump has the whole world on tiptoe. Everyone is, Macron comes over to beg Trump to please continue the Russian war. Trump made it clear that his objective is to bring peace, not to escalate. This is not sitting well with the deep state. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in a few minutes.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience.
Come on, Colorado. Discover what thousands of PE shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to PEshows.com for more information.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
I guess it helps to turn the speaker on. Okay, well, the next big war that's coming, apart from the Donald Trump, the war against him personally, is going to be Russia. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a war which is called the Gog and Magog War. For the Christian people, you know what I'm talking about. For the rest of the audience, there is a war where Israel is going to unite with powers in the north up around the Turkey-Russia area, possibly Azerbaijan, possibly forces even out of Ukraine, and they're going to bring their armies into northern Israel, along to the mountains of Israel, which in present-day Israel, there are no mountains. So Jordan is where the mountains of Israel are, where they're located. So these armies from the north, armies from Ethiopia and Libya from the south, are going to join together in Jordan with the purpose is to attack Israel, to take over the land of Israel to the Mediterranean. And in that war, these armies are destroyed on the mountains of Israel in present-day Jordan, in the fields, out of the cities. I know that Russia cannot continue to use the weapons presently, the ordnance in Ukraine. They need to save their munition, their artillery, their weapons of war. for the coming Russian battle with all these other nations. Donald Trump, I believe, is going to stop that war in Ukraine so Russia can save, so Russia doesn't have to deplete its arsenal militarily, manpower, soldiers, military personnel, and finances . With the war ending, Russia will be able to focus on the war in the South, in the Middle East. This war in Ukraine is going to come to an end. When the war, the Russian war occurs, it may even be that some of the military of Ukraine will be involved. They will... These nations will be, there'll be peace, and Israel will always be a target. I don't know if that war is going to take place this summer. It does take place in the late summer, the Russian war. I'll call it that. I could call it the Gog-Magog war. To simplify it, I'll call it the Russian war. It may take place this summer. I don't know how quickly the conflict will end and Russia can get a build the weapons that are necessary to come to train the personnel to fight in a different region rather than in the cold. In the heat, in the summer, it will be hot. It will be a different kind of warfare. Russia is going to come. I just don't know if it's going to be this summer. It may be a year and a half out, which I would hope it gives the... God the time to prepare his Christian people for battle against the coming Antichrist system, which right now I can say we're not ready for it, not ready for that battle. This is the next war that's coming. Donald Trump right now is fulfilling prophecy to end the conflict in Ukraine. Russia is going to be forced to the Middle East. Vladimir Putin doesn't want to come south. He'll be forced to come south. Erdogan of Turkey, if he's still the president, he will willingly want to come with Russia. Russia and Turkey will iron out all of their differences diplomatically. Then the third major country will be Persia, Iran. Iran and Russia have just in the last 3 months made an agreement. They are united. They They have made an agreement to work together to protect each other. One of the problems is Syria. The present leader of Syria has asked Russia to please. They don't want conflict with Russia. They want Russia to supply armament. So Syria is going to be a problem. But before the Russian war occurs, Syria is going to be, Damascus is going to be eliminated. Damascus is going to be flattened, uninhabitable. Then I think that when Israel destroys Damascus, which is a prophecy in Isaiah 20, I'm sorry, Isaiah 17, and in Amos chapter 1 in the Old Testament. Then Russia, Iran, and Turkey, they will be forced to make their move. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
HughesNet is now better than ever, with faster speeds up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited data. Now you can do it all with HughesNet. Connect. Enjoy a fast and reliable connection wherever you live. Stream. Watch more video and do more video conferencing. And played. Enjoy online gaming with low-latency fusion plans that deliver a more responsive connection. HughesNet is satellite internet built for rural America. Call your local HughesNet retailer or Elite Electronics USA at 970-712-5280.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hey, folks. The P.E. Gun Show is returning to Island Grove Park in Greeley March 22nd and 23rd. This show features hundreds of vendors and thousands of items you want to see at a gun show. Located at 501 North 14th Avenue in Greeley. Please remember, this event is just before the new 6.5% additional tax on firearms and products that's scheduled to go into effect April 1st. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, we'll see you at the show.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
Donald Trump is trying to bring peace between Russia and the United States. And attempting to unify NATO and the European nations into ending the aggression toward Russia. This is what Donald Trump, his objective is to bring about a ceasefire and to end the conflict diplomatically. Vladimir Putin is willing, more than willing, to halt the Ukrainian conflict, and they need to, because all of the military weaponry needs to be used in Russia's attack with the other nations in the Middle East, and they're wasting these weapons, energy, time, manpower, finances, needlessly in Ukraine. Russia needs to save all of its, protect all of the military ordnance for the attack in the Middle East with Turkey, with Iran, with a few other nations in the north, with Egypt, I'm sorry, with Ethiopia out of North Africa and Libya. They need to stockpile the Jordan, the nation of Jordan, in the battlefield. They need to bring all the weapons, energy, clothing. They need to bring to stockpile that area, because Israel, when the war is concluded, Israel, that all of that, all of those supplies, everything that will be moved into that area will be used for by Israel for the 7 years into the future. Russia's destroyed 7 years plus, at least 7.5 years before Armageddon. Russia is not at the war at Armageddon with Israel. Russia's war with Israel occurs 7.5 years before Armageddon. This is a mistake by many people, believing that when the Russian conflict occurs, that will be the war of Armageddon. It is not. China will not be involved in this conflict with Russia, Iran, or Persia, Turkey, and the other nations. China is going to be like Xi Jinping presently. I don't say too much about China because I don't have the time. Xi Jinping is working diplomatically, aggressively, hastily with the nations in Asia, because Xi Jinping, in my view, is going to be the president of China that will unify the Asian bloc of nations that are to come to Armageddon in the next 8+ years. If Russia comes down this year, we have roughly 8 years from where we sit to the time of Armageddon. Under 8 years. If Russia doesn't come this summer, we have just under 9 years next year. The military leaders of the world, they know that whether they feel Armageddon is a decade out, irregardless, they know that their economies, they must arm themselves for wars. The nations in the multipolar countries have to arm themselves, because they're going to engage in battle with the unipolar nations. And I've talked extensively about the unipolar nations, the nations of the West, Klaus Schwab nations, simply, and the multipolar world nations, which are simply Russia and the BRICS company of nations that are now, they were 5, now they're about 10, and the other nations that are in line requesting membership into the BRICS concept of world, the new international world order. Nations are lining up. They want to be part of this new international world order, apart from America's military, technology, and sanctions, and our CIA. There's going to be a clash between the multipolar and the unipolar nations. This is the major, major conflict coming. Also, a major clash in the religious war against Islam and the armies of the coming Antichrist. I talk about religion. People don't like it. But you cannot keep religion out of the equation. You can't. There is an Antichrist that is coming to set up an Antichrist world system in the United States. The other nations that don't want to participate are going to be a target. They're going to be an enemy. Enemies of the coming It's not going to be a democracy. Democracy's over. Democrat, Republican Party, pretty much a dinosaur. They're going into the landfill of history in this country. I'll resume in a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. When I leave the script, when I get away from my script in front of me, I do better. So I apologize for not flowing like I should.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Also, Donald Trump is trying to bring about a resolution, some kind of peace agreement in the Middle East. He won't be able to do that. You don't have any negotiations with extreme terrorists. It is a religion. It's a religion. It is religion of death. It's a religion of hate. Even the Muslim people internationally are realizing that the extremists within the religion of Islam, they are suffering because of the leaders who basically use the Muslim people as just they're used as cannon fodder. I'm trying to think of a different way to phrase it. They're just being used. They're a way to keep a religious, political, military system in power. The Gaza war, just like with what Donald Trump is doing through Doge, Doge is exposing where all the money went, and the Gaza war is exposing all of the deep secret strings or avenues of Islam and the terrorist groups in this country. Who is funding? How is our government funding Muslim groups that eventually are working together to destroy Israel, the Jewish people, to cause conflict in Israel? The Gaza war is exposing all of the agencies that are in the Gaza Strip, these humanitarian agencies that are being funded by the United States, Europe, internationally, but these organizations like UNRWA, even the Red Cross, even the Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, they're in Gaza, they're in the Middle East to gather information for Hamas, Hezbollah, the terrorist groups. They are anti-Israel, and because of the Gaza war, all of these groups are being exposed. Just like Doge, the American people are now we are able to view where the monies have been, how they're being funneled to agencies that are anti-American, anti-God, anti-Christ agencies. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
Check out KHNC's New Life Wave Info Podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the Life Wave Info Show, or click on the Natural Health Products button to go to the Life Wave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the LifeWave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the LifeWave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on either podcasts or click on the Natural Health Products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360khnc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.